It starts counting. It means you're recording. We are ready.
What do you want?
For sure.
Let's go. We wind up with a vase on a vase. Mishnah said the case of a cornice. We want to discuss what is a cornice. So Rav Yehuda said the cornice is the case of a cornice of a grazim, that miyafif of a grazim. Because he comes out, his sheet is a klish from lat l'ether, no hetter to a kufoy or makaymoy. Taisa explains, because simply in this case, it's in the kufoy, it's not a loch of shuva, it's a loch of brua, and that's a Yehuda shito. The Gemara goes on saying, Rabba shito, the case of corners of the corners of Aptoim, because he holds by klish from lat l'ether to the hetter of Torah kufoy. There's going to be a third shito, the Gemara called Gimel Beis, the Gemara says over there, that klish from lat l'ether has a hetter of Torah kufoy and makaymoy. The Gemara goes on saying two kashas, one a kash from Maducho, one a kash from Olai. The kash from Maducho, the Mishnah says that by Maducho it has shum inside, then it can't be metaltal, it has no shum inside, it cannot be metaltal. Why cannot be metaltal? What's the called? Tzara kufay, not tzara kufay. My answer is going to Rav Nechemya, and Nechemya says that it cannot inkli nitl or tzara tashmishoy, and therefore for him it's also metaltal. So it comes out that if you just read the sugyo on Klishon Lach L'Isser, which we're really going to get next to the board, there are four different shitas going on over here. There's a Yehuda shita that's also Tzarek Gufa Mekoymoy. There's a Rabba shita that's Mutter Tzarek Gufa, it's also Tzarek Mekoymoy. We Rava shita that's Mutter Tzarek Gufa Mekoymoy. Like we Rav Nechemya, that it's also a Nitl on Tzarek Tashmishon. What does it mean a Nitl on Tzarek Tashmishon? That's going to be Machloikis, Rashi and Tosin Daf Lamavav. It's going to mean the Tashmishon Yuchod, the Tashmishon Ragel, which we'll have to get back to. And that's Bekitzu and Klishon Lach L'Isser, which we'll negate next time. Afterwards, the Gemara after Maducha, the Gemara is a kash from Olai. The Gemara says, why by the Olai is also to be metaltal, if he holds Mutasar Kufay. So the Gemara brings down a terrace that the Yeshua, just like Bezichi, Shayu, and Zuri, these things Rashi brings down, either it's a kli for a wigger, for weaving, or for a painting. Since they're copied, miyachid, they're also a person is makbid upon it. That's what Gemara says. The first shadow of the sugya, what Gemara means. Gemara says that what? Well, just like over here, by these things, these kli, arigo, a person is makbid, who would in the other cases, what is Gemara coming back to answer? Is Gemara coming back to answer only Olai, or even in the case of Maducho, in the case of Shum, inside of Maducho? So you read the Gemara says, Hey Nun. What does Hey Nun say? Hey Nun is Rosh HaTevis. Read Rashi. Rashi says, Rashi's words are, Hani Nami. These things. Rashi says going back on both cases, Sayin Olai and Sayin Maducho. Places he opens up, he writes Honami. And Masho points out it's going back only in the case of Olai. Look at Rashi and Tosfos, is it going back only in Olai, Honami, or Haninami? And the Shastema says, what's he said about like? It really was Hainum stand for. Is it a Honami or Haninami? Why did they point out also, the Gemara says Honami, Miach the law, is it law or Lahu? Is it going back to Lahu is Lashon Rab, and that's what Rashi quotes as Lahu, going back at Olai Maducho, or is it law going back only in the case of Olai? So it comes out really in the case of Maducho, Shum, what is Pshat, why is it going to be Osir Tzarek Gufay? So it really comes out to three different halachim, why is it Osir? Either the Gemara is saying, because we hold like Rabbi Yehuda, Osir Tzarek Gufay Mekaymai, or it's Rav Nechemya, it's only Ein Nitl Osir Tashmishoy, or because you have a reason of Chsar and Kis, three different reasons why Maducho is Osir. When there's no shum inside. When shum is inside, why am I saying a mutter for it? So there it's very similar to the Rashba, which we'll have to get back to also again a different time. The Rashba says when you have shum inside, either because you have shum, it's a derech to mishtamish with it, and therefore there's a hetter to move pat when there's shum inside. That means you'll really get to negate every pat if you can move it when you have no food inside. And, or he says the hetter of kikur tini. When I can kiss the sugyo. What mainly said over here is that what we're discussing right now is really the sugyo of the sword kiss. In Chasar and Kis, what is the definition of Chasar and Kis? That's the basic question, and then once you have the definition, you can apply it practically. The Gemara says, first case of Chasar and Kis, Gemara says, the case of Sichi, Zayu, Ubuzuri. The Gemara defines, what does that mean? The Gemara says, why? Why the Chasar and Kis? It says two things. Kivin the Kavan Alayu, you makum, miyakulu makum, and you give it a designated place. Two yusaitis over here. It's Kavan and miyakulu makum. Now, which one's the Iker? Is the ikur the fact that miyachal imakum, or is the ikur that you copy the light? The Gemara, when it gives a teretz, what's pshat on olai? The Gemara says, hanami, what does it say? One word, one definition of miyachal imakum, says one thing. So the Gemara starts off by this clear regal that what two things, you have two options, miyachalei mokoim, or it's called end kapitalayu. Like what is it? Hananami, these cases also, ailamaduch, what is miyachalei mokoim? One definition, only yichud. Sounds like the end of yichud is the main point. However, the Gemara goes on further. It says by the case of a cornice, cornice shall zav and cornice shall besamim, the Gemara gets involved, which one is a chsarin kiss? And the Gemara says, by besamim lukuli am chsarin kiss, why is it by besamim? Why? The kapitalayu. He picked the ekesayat of kapeto. So by the case of Kli Yeriga, the Gemara says two options. It's Kapit or Miyachid. Then the Gemara gives the Teret of Meducha, the Gemara answers what? Miyachid. The Gemara says, Kodesh Tov, someone says what? Kapit. Which is it both? Is it one? Is it other? Is it together? Which one? What's the definition of Chsarin Kis? On Kukhov Gimel Beis, when the Mishnah brings down two more cases of Chsarin Kis, the Mesa Gadol Yeshu Machrisho, or the Gemara brings down four more cases, over there Rashi says, what's the definition of Chsarin Kis? Rashi says, Rashi says both of them, and he goes also but Rashi says both you say this over here. So the Shaila basically is, what is the definition of Chsarin Kis? Is it Yichud or is it Kvedo? So when you start learning the Shulchan Aruch, the Torah, the Rambam, it seems to be very clear they dropped one of them. The word of Yichud Mokum is nowhere that I saw in the Torah. You read the Shulchan Aruch, like Matzasi, those words, you read Nice Kalim, Taz, Mogavram, I don't see it, Meshivu, you don't see it. It's only in the Pialach Erech Agav, just quoting the words of the Gemara, just bringing it down to Mamash Erech Agav. Otherwise, you'll read the Nice Kalim, Shulchan Aruch, you don't see it there at all. You don't see the word Yichud Mokum. It sounds like the Ikka point of the Gemara is that big Makbid. However, there's a Sharit scene in Simim Shem Yod. Sharit scene is going on the case of the Ramah. The Ramah discussing a coin wallet, these little small purses that people have to hold coins inside. At the moment, the time that it's Chsarin Kis. Chsarin Kis. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's not Chsarin Kis. Well, you're not Makbid, you put other things inside. You're not really, you don't care. Might be only made for coins, you put other things inside this wallet. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Sharit Tzion, the Oid is a base mayor. Base mayor is Hikul Oid Beyoser. The base mayor is even more Makel. Why? Because you're not Miyachad Mokum for this wallet. And therefore, it's another reason why not Chsarin Kis. Even if you're Makbid, you're not Miyachad Mokum. Skamung the Sharit Tzion says, true, there's one heter of Kpedo. Void is a base mayor, it's even more makel. More makel, there's no heter, second heter going on, by a while, you're not miyachin mokum, therefore, not Chsarin Kis. So we see the Shaitin is pointing out, Lechua, there's two separate heterim. There's one heter with the Pasha of Paiskim, Simon of Paiskim, and Shimon Shinchas discussing, then Mita Kpedo. Void is a base mayor that says, no Indian of Yichud Mokum. A yichud, if you're not miyachad mokum, also not make a case, will not be Chsarin Kis if you're not miyachad mokum. Now, lemaisa, that's the base mayor in the Shait Tzion. And again, he's saying it, it's another kula, but the Mishavua Pasha doesn't hold of it. He's saying in the Shait Tzion, Derech Agav, but he himself doesn't seem to hold of it. And again, you read the Pais Mishavua Mishavua Pasha, it seems that the main decide of Chsarin Kis has nothing to do with yichud mokum. No one says those words of yichud mokum. The main decide is Akpoto. The fact that he marked it for it, and Yichud Mokum is really just we'll have to answer what Yichud Mokum is, but La Locha, the definition of Chsarin Kis, is really Akpado. Now once it's Akpado, so what happened to Yichud Mokum? The Gemara does say it. No circle of life, since the definition is Akpado, what's Pesha in the Gemara? So first, what does it mean Yichud Mokum? What do those words mean? So the way the Shemir Shabbos, Poshu Yetikashi, is really asking on the base mayor, he says, I don't understand. Let's say you have as Casey brings down a Mitzalma, a candle. You have a digital camera, very expensive. He says, Meister, when you bring it home, the person miyachad mokum, you put it here, put it there, you put it in safe places, but who's miyachad mokum for it? So it says really the Shemir Shabbos, it comes out according to you, the base mayor, there's come out no case of Chsarin Kis. When do we really have a set place that we put in the designated area? When do we really have such a thing? So the Chorp Shad is, and where the Chodeshani and others want to answer, is that when you read Rashi, Rashi says, when it's miyachal mokum, what is miyachal mokum? What does that do for you? What's the side over here? Remember the sugya of muksa? And what is that? The fact that he's designated, what does that do with muksa? So Rashi says, miyachal mokum, he explains it. Why? It's mekatzalem biyadayim. Yukitza das. The sugya is learning over here is muksa. Muksa is what? You mekatzal das, you cut up your mind, and you plan to not use it at all for Shabbos. Yukitza das. The fact that miyachal mokum is not there's a muksa of yichud mokum. Miyachal mokum, and therefore you mekatz it as. Therefore you push it away from you. The site of yichud mokum is not, we need, you put it in a set place. In fact, it's not, you push it away from you, not to use it. Therefore, the definition of Yichid Malkum to the Chodeshani is not the fact to give a set area always in this corner. The definition is wherever you put it, you don't plan to take it out of there. You put it over here, not take it out. One day I put it over here, one day I put it over here. One time the camera's in this corner, one time the camera's in another corner. One time, but I put it here not to use it until I need to take pictures. The definition is not I have a set place for it. The definition is I have a set place not to take it from that area. The point of Yichid Malkum is I'm not going to take it from this Malkum. I'm Yachid to put it here until I need it for its establishment. A camera, when I bring it home, I'll put it in this corner and that corner, in different places in the closet. I don't plan to take it from that mokum until I need it to take pictures. Why? Expensive thing, cost a few $100. The definition is what of yichid mokum is mekatzeh das. How I bring it mekatzeh, not to take it only for its assumptions. That's first what it means, yichid mokum. That's aleph. I thought, well, sorry, why is it not brought down? So, or say more as a shivish aware, they clarify it. What's yichid mokum? Is it a sibo or is it a simin? Is it that this is a simon for chsonkis, or this is the germ of chsonkis? Says the Moshe, as Shuva, he says, Avada, the son of chsonkis, is not this is the sipo. He says, I'll bring your ayo. If you fact, you can tell me everything in Miach Mokun, as the Maisa, is chsonkis. You go home, you have shmatzes, you always put in the same area. My house, put shmatzes all in the same area. That's a Moshe example. Put shmatzes in the book in the set area. Shmatzes are not chsonkis. I have a set area for it. You have a set place for it. The Yisoid of Yichid Mokun is not that this makes a Chsaron Kis. It's a Simn, it's a Raya that be Mekatzeh Das from it. It's a Raya that I'm not going to take it. Since that's it's a Raya for it, that is what Yichid Mokun is coming to do. So it comes out first, Yichid Mokun just means not that I have a set area, the set area not to take from it. And the reason why Yichid Mokun is Chsaron Kis is why it's a Simn that I'm Mekatzeh Das from it. Because again, one of the Sugyot Mokus of Kitzeh Das. So it could be very good why the Maisa is not Portan Lalocho. Because the whole Yisoid of Yichid Mokum is not, this is what is Mokso. And this is not the Kitzeh Das. Yisoid over here is what? To make things be Mekatzeh Das. Therefore, the Achren Wantaina is not Portan. Why? Because we just have to make things, we have to get a Vala Mokso Mekatzeh Das over here. We're making things Mekatzeh Das. How? We get the definitions. You're not going to be Metaltalit because it's a Hefzit. You're not with other Shtamshus. But the Yichid is not the definition of Tzaren Kis. The definition is really is Akpoto. This yichud is a way of making, showing your akpado, the simon for the akpado. Therefore, dafka things that you are being makbid upon, that's the definition of chsaron kis. So again, just to be clear, again, the Gemara says two yisaidis. We have yichud and akpado. The definition of yichud means you're not going to take that makom, and the inin of yichud is only a simon, not a sibo. And again, we see that's not the main point. Before we do not go like the base mayor, again, those who want to say there's no machlokes between the base mayor and the Shulchan Aruch. If you want, Shlomo Zalman has askoma to say Shulchan Yitzchak, Chelk Aleph wants to say there's no machlokes. Fine, or others, Archa Shabbos wants to say there's no machlokes. Maisa Mishabua seems to understand there is a machlokes. He writes, there's more of a cool in the base mayor. And therefore, we go the Ikke definition, the Kpoda, that's what we really look at. And Yichud is only Simon Ba'almu. And what's it saying that Yichud is not the main point, only Akpoda? Now we have to find what's the definition of Akpoda. Next in it, Gemara has two statements. Yichud is not the main point. Akpado is the main point. What does it mean, Akpado? What's the get of Akpado? One question is Akpado based upon the value, or is it based upon stam? Are you machped upon it? So the beginning of Rishayis, the Chashulchan, Torah Shabbos, and all this, and all the Malachim seem to go b'ikka this way, that the certainty has nothing to do with value. If it's very cheap, but you're machped, fine, it's Chsaron Kis. Something is very expensive in Akbat, but it's not Chsaron Kis. It has nothing to do with value. And people look at things different ways. And the Svar for it is very simple. Since the definition over here of Chsaron Kis is like Rashi said, Mekatzel B'Yadayim, Rashi goes on further, what's he said by Kun Mishal Zavim or by Besomim? Rashi says, you Mekatzel Das, not Mekatzel Das. This is what you push off from your mind. It really depends upon, not Shadi, it depends upon Mekatzel Das. What are you Machbet upon? Are you Machbet or not Machbet? Therefore, certain things you are makbid, certain things you're not going to be makbid for. It does not depend upon the value of a piece of paper, if it's, even though it's very cheap. But let's say you're makbid, it has a get of Chsaron Kis. But let's say it's something very expensive, a few $100, but you're not makbid, not Chsaron Kis. So first, what definition of akpado, what you look at the value? Or akpado, definition of the Paiskim say, we look only at the akpado, only that's the main point, and the Svaraz, because that's the definition of mukso. The second thing they clear in the get of akpado, whose akpado do we look at? Do you look at the balachefits? Or do we look at the Metzias, how the Olam looks at it, and you say, but l'daitoi. So there's a Magaram who says the Indian of Akpado. It's not clear what he means, but the Pirim Godim, the Rosh Hashanah, the Matzah Shekel, They say Pshat and the Magavram. They're saying, we look at the Balachaypis. It's very clear. They're right. We look specifically at the Balachaypis. If he is Machpid Chsarkis, he's not Machpid Chsarkis. They have, for example, a tape recorder in a person's house. It really depends. For certain people, a tape recorder will be Chsarkis. And certain people won't be Chsarkis. It's the same exact machine. Some people are Machpid, some people aren't Machpid. Ketulah Shabbos, when he wants to try to give a list of what the cases of Chsar and Kis is, he starts with Moshe, and Moshe told him, don't really give cases and examples. Because society changes, people change, there are different types of people. You just give clearly examples, but there's no real set example, because why? It really depends upon the Balach Hefetz. I'm not exactly sure what to do in certain houses. Let's say when I live in my father's house, my father's Machpid certain things, I wasn't. With exactly what category you give that to? For example, we'll get to paper. I think my father is paper. This is Sarnkis, and he's not Sarnkis. So since I do have a say in the house, when I live with my father, what does paper in my house come for? My father is Sarnkis, me not? Or no, because since my father is a shibbut to what I do in the house, it's not Sarnkis, and forget, I really should be listening to my father. It is Sarnkis. I'm not exactly sure how to look at certain cases when there are two people in the house, a husband and wife. I'm not trying to look at that case. But the clearest, we look at the Balach Hefetz. Now, Balach Hefetz Avada means that let's say I live in the house, you're a guest in my house, Avada, you have to follow me, because I'm a God, that's my Hefetz. If I care, so I go to your house, Avada, and you're not Machpid, Avada, I follow you. The question is, when the two people controlling a Hefetz, how exactly do you look at it? Do you look at the momentistic aspect? Do you look at not the momentistic aspect? You look at the papyrotic aspect? Yesh lot. So coming out, the definition of Akfada is, first of all, it does not depend upon Shavius. Second, it does not depend upon like said Yichel Mokum. And third, it does not depend upon the people in the world. It depends upon the das of the person. Now, what's the saying? It depends upon the das of the person. He has to be Machpid. Machpid from what? What is his Akfada from? What is he being Machpid from? Or is, again, to say it's a Chakiyo, is being Machpid not to be metaltlet, not to move it? Or is he being Machpid not to be mishdamish it with, for something else? Is Akfada mishdamish tamshus, mishdamish tiltul? It's fascinating. When you read the Torah, this Torah brings down the case of Sarn Kis twice. If you have the new Torah, it's Aleph Aleph and Aleph Beis. So, come on, everyone has those Torahs. Aleph Aleph and Aleph Beis. And Aleph Aleph, he starts off, what's the case of Sarn Kis? He says, Sakash al Shkito, or Milo. He says, why you makbid? Why Sarn Kis? Torah says, the makbid alev shalei tatlum. You makbid not to move it. Like, put it mitzat totum. By the case of Kunrish Salbasom, he says, why you makbid? You makbid alev shalas boy el malachto. You makbid not to any other malacho, with it, don't do its own malacho. So what is the aside of Akpodah, not to move it, not to mishamish? The Torah one time says, by the case of, again, the first case of Sakin, he says the Akpodah is mitzad the total, and by Kornet says Akpodah is mitzad, not to use it for something else. So what is the Ikka point? He says 2 points over here. What is Akpodah? The total or mishamishes? So you read the Mechaber starts off and says, what is the definition of Akpodah? Kivin shmakpitim shloi lasvem tashmish acher. He's going the same case that the Torah says Akpod means Tiltul and he switched it. He says, without pointing out the base Yosef, by the case of Sakin, the Torah says Akpod means Tiltul. He says, what's Akpod the Mechavan? Machmish will last them Tashmish Acher. A Machmish not do any other Tashmish. Says Mishnah Berurah, what's a Loimar? That's what a Loimar really, usually means, come to Tafuke, what you might think. I'm kind of Yosef that's not that way. What does it mean? What's a Loimar? Machmish Shas Hefzid, who Machmish Lem Shloi Tiltulam. He switched it. Even Mechaber says, what? Machpid not to any other Tashmish. What? Shloimeh, what mean not to any Tashmish? I'm not doing Tashmish, if Mekat Das, not to be Metaltal. Which it sounds like, that really, even though there are 2 points here, it could be either Altiltal or Altashmish, really they're going hand in hand. Again, the Mechaber switched the words of the Torah, Mishavur put it back to the words of the Torah. And really, they're really interchangeable. And the vart of it is that we're saying the idea of Mokhtar Mekat Das. Why being Mekatadas, why the could be the reason why has no other Shamshas. Therefore you Mekatadas, not being Metaltal. It's like a two-pronged thing. There's a Siba and there's a Tetzal. The Siba is what a Mekatadas has no other use. It's going to ruin it. I don't want a Mekatadas from its Malacha. Therefore, once Mekatadas Malacha, I'm Mekatadas not to Metaltal it. Therefore, the Mechav is discussing which aspect, Shlesh, Lashvam, Tashmas, Acher, that's the Siba, why is Mekatadas I'm pushed away, I have nothing to do with it. Therefore, the Issa Muksa is total. The Issa Muksa is not Ashtamshas. What? You can move.
I'll move it around, I won't use it
for anything else. No. So why are you moving around for? I have no use for it. And why move it for? So that itself is a use. Sewing? You have pictures in your house, albums?
Wait, I want to put
Sorry, I didn't say the way I'm moving.
The way, I'll move it away.
Usually, most things are made to be used. If you don't plan to use it, then mainly because that's in total. But the it's a mukta total.
You don't plan to use it for anything else,
so in most cases, you don't plan to move. You're makat to move. Now you don't move. What?
Because if you don't care to move, you move it.
No, you're makat to move. You have no reason to move it. Not that you don't move it. You might move it, but you're makat to moving it. You don't plan to move it.
Yeah, there's no way. You move it back then.
You didn't plan to. It's still your makat. It's still makat for moving it.
It's
a kita shema melem makat not to move it. Makolim shloat talpim. Where's the mishnah brurah? The words that
are.
Fine. Again, that's right. There's both things. I don't think they're interchangeable. One's a goyim and one's a tetzah. And again, the Torah says both. I don't think it's really a kasha. I think that two things depends on what aspect and what point you're discussing about it. You're mekatzen tzad the shamshus, therefore you're mekatzen tzad total. And of course, that's also a very good one in Sebeis. Machabes causes the case of a heavy object. Machlekes Rishon had a paskin, something is very big. If it's a case of muksa, not the way the machabes paskin, something is very big. Even Simangas, since it's not mekatzen das from moving it, only because it's heavy. Therefore, it's not for them being muksa on Shabbos. This agav negate to the last figure, klish shemalach by dalsa da kelim. And dalsas abayis, what happens if you have somebody that's memsah? Is that dalsas akelim or dalsas abayis? Which one is it? Basically, a door comes off your refrigerator. Is that dalsas akelim or dalsas abayis? Nearly, I think it's before, surely, from this halacha, that since it's not, it can't be metaltal as get a dalsas abayis. Dalsas akelim, sorry. And either or kashabas or lucham muksas is not the way, I'm not sure. But yesh lotim, fine. Myself over here, now sugya says over here, that no matter how big it is, it's not mekatzim tilta. Therefore, you're allowed to move it on Shabbos. Even though it's too heavy, you're not mekatzim das, it's not going to ruin it. Come on, the Mishnah Berurah, and says, Venero, I think that he himself is being mechadish, which I don't see where known before him quoted it. How afterwards everyone quotes the Mishnah Berurah, Venero, I'll say, your site over here, didn't be moishachol yizor, not to move it, why you should not get ruined on the skalkol. Therefore, it's muksamach of soren kiz. He comes along and says, your site, I'm making sure not to move it, why not be sadish tamshus? I mean, mekatzim das, not to move it, because if I move it, it'll get ruined. If I have this break front in my house, and if I stop moving it, my wife and my mother will yell at me, don't move, it's going to break. Therefore, mekatzim das, not to move it. Not mitzad shamshus. I do use it. I use a break front. But I'm told not to move it. Why mitzad hefzid? Therefore, it's b'chson kitz on Shabbos. Why? Because Mishabuah is saying, the definition of kitz is what mitzad telkul. That's the main point over here. Therefore, even though I'm not mekatzim das from the shamshus, I use a break front. But the kita das over here is what? It's from Tiltul. Since that's the main, I need the Gurim, the Ikka points the Gurim, the Siva might be Asastamshus. Therefore, Makat from Tiltul. Therefore, Makat doesn't Tiltul even out the Gurim, still is also in the Fasarin Kiss. Therefore, this break front that you can't move, why? It's not Mitzad Shemush. Why Mishmur said, I can't, it's like Venera, what's the Pshat over here? It's still going to be also. I can't move, you know why? It's going to break. If I have a kita das, it's a Tiltul, it might still be also on Shabbos. Therefore, a bookcase can move it on Shabbos. Most bookcases, I assume, you won't be able to move. Also, the same reason, it'll break. Some bookcases you won't look here, the small bookcases. But also, in my house, my kids are moving bookcases. Don't do that, it's going to fall over, top will break. So if for any bookcase, to break one, to move on Shabbos, you have a... What? They move it, how to get a place. They move break fronts also get a place to place. But if you're going to not let people move it, unless if they will get two people to move the bookcase, three people, that means they're mockered about it. It's like what I think in a bookcase. No, not because it's heavy. Because when you, not only because it's heavy, because your face is going to break. I think in a bookcase, a lot of people are afraid to move it by themselves. Others besides breaking, I'm not heavy. It depends again how cheap it is. But if you have a nice bookcase, you get a couple of people. Why your face is going to break? A break fund, I think everyone agrees to. A bookcase, less. I'm not sure, but I assume most cases it's a sewing case. It depends upon the person. Again, the hood and the yisod over here again, because kita das mikatim not to move it. Again, that's the tzitzah. That's the yisod of akpod over here. So again, we're coming out. What's the definition of akpod? The definition of akpod is not the shavius. It's only upon the for a person that's makbid. It does not depend upon the world. Depends upon the person. And akpod over here means the gur might be the mitzad shamshus, but the tzitzah shaboy has to be mikat das from tiltul.
The
no, the core means the bookshelf itself.
Does it?
No, El Chora has to be the bookcase, not the walls. Because then this has to be in the surroundings. I mean, you would move it if the walls weren't there, that's fine. They call it a Sibichis Tzoynos. It has nothing to do with the bookcase. Bookcase itself is not the Tzoynos. This, Mekatsa, not because of the Chayfetz. The Chayfetz have to be moved to the Tzoynos. Not because in this situation it happens to be you can't move it. That's a different right side, you're sorry. Come on, the Svarim, they discussed another Shiloh, a basic Shiloh. And not only that, Shlomo Zalman and Zatzkom and Shlomo Zatzkom discusses, he really asks the Kashi, why the world's not brought down on the page. It's a very basic Yisoid in the Chsoyin Kis. Is the Chsoyin Kis Dafka a case of Klish Shemachal Isso or Klish Shemachal Heter? I assume everyone knows there are two different Kalim on Shabbos. The Klish Shemachal Isso and he type of the Klish Shemachal Isso because you have to push play. A pen is Klish Shemachal Isso on Shabbos. Klish Shemachal Heter on Shabbos. Any plate, bowl, cup, these things are Klish Shemachal Heter. By Chsoyin Kis, what is Chsoyin Kis? Is Chsoyin Kis even by Klish Shemachal Heter or only by Klish Shemachal Isso? For example, the Knei Boisim has a tshuva that a boy isim that his mother is machbid on a crystal wine decanter. That you can never bring it out unless some of the choshev comes to your house for Shabbos. So the boy wants to know, is it muksan Shabbos? Can I move it? Or can't move it? Because my parents are very, it's a big pot upon it. It's very expensive. You cannot move it, cannot use it for anything. Unless Rosh Shiva comes, or the way the place is costed is we have a gold, a golden cup that you never bring out unless in special occasions. Is that nichlan to get up some kids? Because people are mekatzed das unless someone choshev comes. Let's say someone's not choshev, no one's here the Shabbos. Can you still move it? Is there a tzor from it in the case of klishim akhtel heter? So, this is Maria Boa. Maria Boa is the back of the Torah, one of all the Torahs now. He lives in the time of the Beis Yosef, Javi Point. He writes to get definition of a Chsoyin Kis, he writes very clearly. His words are that Yemalakil Issa Ola Heter. He said Chsoyin Kis, the Pasha, what he's saying is Chsoyin Kis, the right with Issa Ola Heter. And the new Sefer came out from Shabbos by Kop, Chelik Beis, I think came out last year. It says an awesome Kiddush from B'Yashir, and he himself passed away. He should be Machmud this way for this Shito. And he has, comes numerous Rayas, Yesh Lodun, Leish Lapak, and Karbe, and his Rayas. He wants to tell you that Yashiv says, and he says that Yafi Machmud Kiddush of the Shito. It says that Chsoyin Kis is even by case of Klish Machla Heter. Even by Klish Machla Heter. Maestah Tzad Hasheni, come out, Roy Binyan, Minyan, Maestah Pat, not this way, they come from different Rishonim and Paiskim, say it through Om Bein Dachid Aleph, or they say it through Rosh Mephorosh and Shuvah, the Rosh writes that there are four mukses, not like Mishwah has six, he has four mukses. He says the muksa of Gufoy Isser, the muksa of Mitzvah and Malachdai, the Klish Machla Isser. Says the Rosh, where is Chsoyin Kis? So his words are, V'yesh tva muksa machmas malachtoi, it is a klish machla iser, v'hu kim muksa machmas gufoi, what is that? It's a Chsoyin Kis. The Rosh in Tshuva writes, the Rosh bring down, that where is Chsoyin Kis? Under what category? He only has four. Chsoyin Kis is not an own category. Do you know why? Because Chsoyin Kis is under the category of klish machla iser. No. We'll have to get the heter to see if that's muksa. We'll have to get the to where we put that heter, that category. Void, what's the svar for it? Why? The slight shibai is that muksa is again vimekatsa das. If you go with that understanding, mekatsa das, vimekatsa from what? From which the stamps is not to use. This use is what? Is to take this wine decanter, to take the cup, to use it on Shabbos. So, since it has a use on Shabbos, and this use is usable on Shabbos, that's what its use is, would be Mekatsa Das. Only by Klish Lamachta Isser has no other use for it, nothing else to do with it, that'd be Mekatsa Das, we have a Chsoyin Kis. But when the establishment of a heter, so you're not being Mekatsa Das from the heter. You're planting, if someone's Chosim comes, you plan to use it. So that use itself, in itself, the use itself of someone's Chosim comes, has a use, you're not Mekatsa Das from that use. They want to say that's Rashi to Rashi, the mission is when it says definition, from Gimel and Beis, it says again, Akpada Yichud Mokim, it says, Lat Chozi for Malacha Acheres. Not Chozi for any other Malacha. What's Malacha Acheres? There's not Chozi for a Malacha. What's Malacha Acheres? Meaning it's Klish Makkah, there's no other use in Shabbos. If it has its own use in Shabbos, it won't be Moksa. And with this, they want to answer, Kivegas Kashio, Kivegas and Gilim from Gimel and Alf, by us, for this serious Rashi. Rashi Baal says, what is Meducha? Rashi says, that when we want to answer the Chsoyin Kis, we're going back, assign Allah and assign Meducha. Meducha is Chsoyin Kis. You have to ask him pay Aleph when Aleph says, what's Maduko Klish Mlakta L'Isser? Pep Kivegim pay Aleph on the, and over here by us, the Chura, is it Klish Mlakta L'Isser or the Psalm Kit? Which one is it? So come along the Swarm, the Shayi saw 150 years ago, or Tzayi B'Shalom Azamun, or the Tzion, they want to answer, because Rashi is saying, Edich Sarn Kit has to be Klish Mlakta L'Isser. That, it needs that definition of Klish Mlakta L'Isser. So therefore Rashi, on pay Aleph, it says that Maduko Klish Mlakta L'Isser, and by us, the Rashi is saying, therefore, when it says "Hani Nami Miachle Mokim," it's going back also on Ale Maducha, because it needs Klish Mlakta L'Isser to make Hakpad upon him. Fine. So we have a Maaser Rishonim again. The Rosh Chodesh before Shavuot and Parshas Rashi. The definition of Chasan Kitz has to be Klish Mlakta L'Isser. The Maaser among the Paiskim, there's a Yeshua on Daf Vav. He says Avadi points out, speaks out clearly. It says Shemlaktoi Leheter is not Shaykh. Malakta Leheter is not Shaykh unless it's a. Could he not be Kvei Makim for it? And he writes, Maisha Kosev Latur Machaber. The Pnei Yeshua says that who says that Heter, Klish Malakta Leheter is not Shaykh Saran Kis, says the Torah and the Machaber say it. Now, the Achon McClare, where exactly Torah and Machaber says it. One, they want to tie into the fact that the Torah Machaber, the cases are only case of Klish Malakta Leheter. They give Gregorian examples. Examples are Shchidu Shomilo. All the cases of Klishal Isser, and therefore the Neshua is saying the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch hold the Taker Klishal Isser. Why the one Medayik in the Mechaber? Even more, the Mechaber says the same words of Rashi. Again, Rashi says the same word Acher. Therefore, the Chor is a Klishal Makla Isser. Therefore, the Taisu Shabbos from the Gedolei Achronim also says the Taker of all things, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Aruch Shulchan. And come out to all the Pashkim Bismanenu go to get this Mahalach that the whole case of Klish Mlakta L'Isser, the whole case of Chasan Kitz has to be done to Klish Mlakta L'Isser. Therefore, Meir Banzer, after he has a long tshuva about his crystal wine decanter, he ends off as Nesayim, Poshut, Lukuli Alma, Avadis Namukso, Navadi can move it even when after his Tamshus. Why is Klish Mlakta L'Isser? He says Lukuli Alma, he didn't say Muri Abuo. Fine, but the Chutzpah is again, come out all the Pashkim go with this definition that the whole Indian of us. Starring Kiss is Dr. Klish Mlakta L'Isser. But that's where even Makata Dr. Very good, Kasha. Come on, back. Once we understand this definition, the definition, again, from the Shannon and the Kamala Pesach girl, the definition is Klish Mlakta L'Isser Dr. So you have two Kashas to ask. One is your Kasha. One is first, the case, come on, we're more than Robin's on the Ramah Mashito, that the case of Klish Choro is. Klish is a case of Chasan Kis. You might be not to use it. Now this case of Klish Choro is what case? The Chor Pashko in all cases. Whether it's cups or whether it's tape recorder, it's something you're selling. A Klish Choro is something you sell. You might be not to use it. Why can you, if someone use it, gets you and you can't sell it. It loses its value. Something is used one time, goes down half the price. Therefore people are machbid. Now Klish Choro, it sounds like any case. So the Maestro, why? It's not the Klish Malakta L'Isser. Come along with Divayol, Samrever, where you one. To tell, he has a tshuva about it, and says, also Mechidish, he wants to tell the Klish Choro, in this case Ramah, it's daf, the Klish Mlakta L'Isser. Only talking about a case of a type of quarter. And he goes on, Ayla Maisa is not near the way in the Beis Yosef, and the Choro, especially the Beis Yosef, the Kash of the Magi Mishra from Oichlid, doesn't sound that way. Void, looking at the Tresol, the Chayodim, or the Haznish, they write clearly the case of Klish Choro, they say it's even by silverware, cups, plates, they say clearly going by every case. But that's not the Pashas of Stimus Apaleskim, but there is one Mahal Chadiva Yol that says, Eich Nami, since we have such a stark Akash, it's going by Dako Klish Mlakta L'Isser. But the Maaseh is not the Pashas. Another Mahalach, which is the Chor Gishmak, what are the Kalim that are made to sell? What is its Estamshas right now? You have a cup, what's its Estamshas? Its Estamshas what? It's to sell. That is its Estamshas for you right now. So its Estamshas is Isser. So for you, it's Klish Mlakta L'Isser. Sure, when a guy buys it, he'll use a cup as a drink, as a cup to fill up and drink from. But mitzad you, when you own it, what is this stamps in the gear to you? What's its function for you? Your function is what? To sell it. Fine, that's Klish Mlakta L'Isser. If you're not Mlakta, it's not Chasan Kis anymore. No, it could be Klish Mlakta. It can't be Klish Mlakta L'Isser. Can't say. Upon this, upon this idea, this far, that's what will come out. The Chodesh Shani says this far. The Muzakam says this Taino. Now, it could be the whole, yeah, it comes out according to this here. So that's the Shamshas right now. they don't point out before. Like, yeah. No, but I still want to swear for it. Still want to swear for it. Because that's just Tamshis. Well, if their Malachim saying it over, the way Abishalom Zalman or Kenei Boisim says it's over, it really depends. When the case, when it has in the Tamshis, when it has Tamshis of Heter, except your Makata Das is very expensive, this golden comb, final Maisa, that's Klisha Makta Heter, that's not Nifl again of Chasorin Kis. But let's say your Makata, not to use it ever, let's say you have this crystal winding candle, you never plan to move. Even Chashuvim Kam, it's never going to be moved. Never plan to move it at all. Has no Tamshis of Heter to move at all. Therefore, it's nichel. It's that case. Even by klishum lach leheter, it's also be nichel get of chesaron kis. Because the whole reason why you're saying klishum lach leheter is not nichel chesaron kis, because it has an ishtamshus, it has a tiltul. One with some chosham comes, it has an ishtamshus. But let's say it never has a tiltul, it never has an ishtamshus to move. It has no of heter. It has no ishtamshus of heter. Or therefore, also even by klishum lach leheter, it'll also be nichel get of chesaron kis. It sounds like the same idea that's made for selling, but it's a different point coming from a different avenue. The avenue it's coming from, again, is that the fact there's no ishtamshus. If it has ishtamshus of heter, it doesn't matter, but it has heter. Use it on Shabbos. Some of chosham come, you can move it. Even some of not chosham come, you can also move it. But let's say never the ishtamshus to move of heter, never, then you also move mikat das, even by klishum lach leheter. Therefore, come on this farm, let's say you have a fancy picture. Mona Lisa, or Chabur, or Picasso, whatever these different pictures are. I think some of them are very ugly, but Echshia, they sell Picasso for $95 million recently. Fine, Echshia. Guy puts it up, puts it on the walls, very expensive. It's Kveh Malkum. The Maestro has, you're never going to move that picture. Never. Never going to move that picture. So you never move the picture. Mitzad, it's very expensive. Therefore, even though it's a Klisha Maklaheter, pictures are Klisha Maklaheter without the Chaim Kanievsky in the font. Pashik, picture klisha makleheter. Now, on that assumption, Lechora, since you never plan to move at all, it's nich also get a chesaron kis. Therefore, the Pashik can say, you have a clock on the wall, that let's say you put it there, a mak, it's expensive, not stam from the wall, because that's where it belongs, kveh makam. As expensiveness, therefore, one time is nich on chesaron kis, because you never plan to ever move it. Now, there is a build off that, which really not our sugya, just since they bring it down over here to the sand to be clear, there's one time that you're being kveh mokim, there's something you never planned to move, on this picture because it's very expensive. The second thing is a chaznish over here, where kveh mokim, a picture on the wall, why can you kveh mokim? I mean, let's say a picture that's not expensive. Very cheap. So you put the implant to always leave, they never plan to move it. Is that also nichol ke'en a get of sarin kiss? There's a chaznish that is discussed in the sugya that's involved, the bekila shal chasanim kedem chasan kis. It's a miachle mokum. In fact, the chaznish lemaisa is not chasan kis. Says kvis mokum itself is like a muktzah machmas kufa as a get of chasan kis. Therefore, he says a second thing that says even if it's not expensive, but you put something in a set place, put a clock on the wall, and that's the place. It's not expensive. I assume this clock is not expensive. Well, you put a picture on the wall, it's not expensive, and it's kveh mokum. Says the Chanish, is still nechel and ke'en the get of chesaron kis and nechel and muktzah machmas gufoy. The Yitzchak Moshe about this, Moshe knows, so it's a kli. Therefore, vadi can move it. So, again, you'll see they discuss over here, and it's not really a sugya involved in the sugya muktzah machmas gufoy, but there is a second concept they build off of this, that a vadi of a picture of chesaron kis, vadi is expensive and a kveh mokum, then the Pasha even agrees it's nechel and the get of chesaron kis, and you never plan to move it. Now, let's say kveh mokum is not chesaron kis. That's going to be a machlokes chaznish for some moisha. Make this one want to be make. No, take that back. Not ikar, because it depends. It's all a miracle. But yesh v'yesh. But that's a separate shayla built upon this. You have a kveh mokum without chesaron kis. Now, what's the halacha of chesaron kis? We went through the definitions that ikar poskim say it has to be klisha makal iser, unless you makat legamri from tiltul. That's the definition. It has to be something you makbid upon it. It's something that is not makbetal. It's not mitzvah Shabbos. You akpado. It has to be that your akpado is hatiltul. Find those are definitions. Now, what's halacha? What's halacha in this case? So, by klisha makal iser, the halacha is mutl tzarguf and mekaymain. Chesaron kis, mutl tzarguf and mekaymain, or the osr tzarguf and mekaymain. This is from the Kairos. So there is a Mordechai. So first, there is in general machlokes of Shimon and Yehuda and Moksa. If you're all a Moksa, not. But Meister, the Gemara in Kuf Zayin says that Shimon agrees by chesaron kis that it is mukso. That means it comes out every chesaron kis is mukso. By us in the Gemara on Daf Kuf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara says that Kol Moedim, there's a Shalom Mung V'Rishayim, what does Kol Moedim mean? Rashi says it means the Rabbanim of Rabbi Nechemiah, other Rishayim once it means Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon Moedim, and there is Muxa. Taisa by us, Kuf Chav Beis on Beis, Kuf Chav Gimel on Beis, brings down that Rabbi Shimon agrees the side of Muxa, and there is a Muxa of Sarin Kis. What's the halacha of this Muxa? So the Mordechai in the Gula says, it's, you cannot move it, Mechamel itself, but it's, you let move it, so Kuf Mekoymai. So the Mordechai in the Gula says, you let move it, so Kuf Mekoymai. The main cash they ask upon them is our Gemara. Our Gemara says, unfortunately, not the way. The Gemara says, by the case of Ale Meducho, I is Asa Legufoi. The Gemara says, Chsar and Kiss. The Gemara says, clearly black and white, it's the Asa Legufoi. Why is Asa Legufoi? It's Chsar and Kiss. So we see from our Gemara, this is my Mokum. Our Gemara is my Mokum, the Chsar and Kiss is Asa Legufoi. Chlo is the bomb cash of Mordechai and Aguda. What? They are not to both. Gufoi and Mekoymai. Oh, they also discuss that. You have to get Shem of you, they're fine. That's the seventh circuit. Mask him. But my, again, our circuit says clearly Gufa is also. Now, therefore, Taisha's Kufa Gimon Beis on top starts off. What is Allah? He writes the Allah on our mission. He says also even Gufa. What's the Svar for it? Why is Gufa also? Why Klish Lachtel Issa Mutlu Gufa Masha Enkein? The case of. So in case of some gufa, you say it's poshut. You make cut das not to use it, have any stumptions for it. Because tzor gufa means you can take this hammer, use it, crack a knot. You're not going to take a tape recorder and crack a knot. So you make cut from gufa. You make cut das from gufa. That's the side why it's also gufa. What about mekoymoy? Taish is not saying the word mekoymoy. What's the loch of mekoymoy? Come along with Nazir Shemshin. Quote by Kivager, it's back in the Moshe Baruch, Nazir Shemshin. Over there he writes, that why make katadas from a gufa? You know why? Because that's you don't want to use it somebody else because it can get ruined. But who's make katadas from a koimoi? Who's make katadas from a koimoi? I want to move it away so I can get something. David wants a time that gufa the mice is also, koimoi is motor. Beis Yosef, it comes to arguing the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef also says, the gufa is also. He says, why make koimoi? He says, koshkei make koimoi. Where's koshkei? You read Rashi, kufa beis on beis, according to Gemara, kufa gimel on beis. The Gemara says, ma gufa is also, koshkei, ma. That Gufa and Mekoyim is Koshkei one from another. Mekoyim is Mutter Koshkei. Gufa is also Koshkei Mekoyimai. That's what Rashi says. Now, says why by Klishim Lachtel Isser? That's what Rashi is discussing. The point is Koshkei. Says the Ashimshin, that Koshkei is dafka by Klishim Lachtel Isser. Because why? Because the main function is Gufa. Mekoyim is a side point. If there's no head for Gufa, there's no head for Mekoyimai. But they say the Mukhtar Machmas Gufa does not work that way, he says. Mukhtar Machmas Gufa is Mekatadat from Gufa. Mekoyim not Mekatadat. Let yourself go move in. That's the Zir Shimshin says. L'maisa, all the Pashim agree. You read the Mechaber very clearly. It says that Fiyot Tzarech Gufa Mekoyim and L'maisa is also. Where's the Mechaber? And the Midrash Shabbos says, anyone, it says, Chas V'Shalom, Tzimuch and the Zir Shimshin. And a way of answering the Zir Shimshin, which will, again, is a very big sugya in the Gerat, how to answer, is the Kiva Eger and Reis HaMachvav. Certain Shulchanach is on the page, some of those certain ones in the back. A Yesoid that I think the Olam calls a Muksa of a Klishim Lach Lissa Category 2. The way some Kabbalim calls it Category 2, the way Ksasha Shabbos calls it Sug Bet. However loss you want to use it, but the Yesoid that you have to know is Klishim Lach Lissa, that you have a pen to Klishim Lach Lissa, and then the Klishim Lach Lissa that has no assumptions of Heter. Nothing to do with it. A pen you can use to point, to scratch yourself. There'll be a Klishim Lach Lissa that has no assumptions of Heter. A tape recorder, you can argue the point. There's no what head does it have to do with it? So, come on, Kiveger and Tainas, that something has no assumptions of heter is not muksa as klishim lachlisser. It's muksa why it's a rock in Shabbos. The muksa machlis gufoy. It says you nazir shimshin. He calls nazir shimshin. Says you want to say it's muksa as mekaymoy. He says as gufoy it might see maskim it's also. It has no assumptions of heter. No assumptions of heter. So it's a rock. A rock is also even tzarech mekaymoy. Because if Kivager holds the Klishim Lach Isser Category 2, he holds it's Osir, Sides are Guva, Sides are Mekoymoy. Therefore, one say the same halacha over here. Why is Chsar and Kis Osir, Sides Guva, Sides are Mekoymoy? Because since it has no Gufoy, naturally comes Muksa Machmas Gufoy, therefore it has no Mekoymoy. Which again, that's a whole story with Niatmoy. But why is that Aksar from that? You could say it two ways. You can still say it, because you say you make the tilt on mitzad the stamshus. Not make the tilt on mitzad because I want to get something to it. You can make the tilt because I don't want Metaltel to use it. I'm Mekatzel the Tiltel because I want to move to get to something. There are two different ways of Mekatzel the Tiltel. So you can divide the two. That's one of the issues you want to divide the two. You want to divide the two in half. Okay, I guess saying don't. But the Beis Yosef is saying don't. And that's what you pass through, not Mechalik. And it could be forget. That's why Mishu was Maisa does say it. The Mishu was after the Halacha, after the Mechaber. So, it's not Mukha of the Mishu, but the Maisa Halacha that makes, that's what comes out. They come down to Maisa, Klishmach, Epsai, Sorin Kids, we pass because it's also Tzara Kufa Mekoyman. Maisa it's also. Now, there's a Shaila among the Achoyin, a very basic Shaila, that we're saying it's Tzara Kufa Mekoyman is also. What about Tiltu Begufay? Well, there are numerous things. When you read that Talmud to the Beis Yosef last week, the Beis Yosef has six Mukhsas. Four of them he discusses, one can be Metaltal, one cannot be Metaltal. For example, by Mukhsa Machlis Gufay, a rock, he says you can Tiltu Begufay. You have a rock on the floor, kick it with the foot, no problem. Let's go with Mishnah Berurah. He says you want to do something like the Makshava, you want to do something that's covered the Briyas, Al-Tezik. There's 13 terim, 13 different ways of moving a rock on Shabbos. By Chsar and Kis, the way how the Beis Yosef starts off, Muksa Machmach Chsar and Kis, Ein Loi Tzad Heter Lo Tautzloi. No terim, zero terim. No heter. That means no heter Tiltu Begufay, no heter Tiltu Menatzad, no heter. Example, you come to your house Friday night, on your bed, you can put your tabernacle on your bed. So it's not Bedas, Beshakach, can you, what do? Can you go over with your body and push it off, let it fall on the floor, or whatever, or move it over to a chair, some break, you're worried about it. But no, Lamaisa, it's Chsar and Kis, your tabernacle is Chsar and Kis, and stuck there for Shabbos. Is there a way of getting this tabernacle off your bed? Says the Prima Godim, and died from the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef says, Ain't Lysad had to help for you. You have no Tiltu Begufay, no Hetu Tiltu Menatzad, no Hetu Vnir, no Hetu Hezek, no Hetu, no Hetu, all that 13 times don't apply. Says the Prima Godim, no. You're stuck. That's it. You can't move anything. You have no term moving with Chsar and Kis. And the Sfarif is very simple. You Mekatze Das and Tiltu. That's where the Kisa Das is from. Not the you don't want to read the words of Mishnah Berurah. You Mekatze Das not from Tiltu for anything. Not Begufay, not Minatza, not near. You Mekatze from everything. The other Bima Gom says you cannot move it. You can't move it. Mitzvah Shabbos and others like bring it down says you should be Choshev with Bima Gom. They say so. Maisel La'alocho. First, they point out, before the Mishnah Berurah, the Pirmagonim disagree, Mishnah Berurah and the Mogavam disagree. Discussing the case when you have this sakin on the snadin, you have a Mishnah Berurah being examined, you have a keyring, you have one knife of Chsar and Kis, and all the other knives are not Chsar and Kis. He says to Maisa what to do. He says, you can metaltal it. Or better first be Minar, since the other things are more chosher than this. If you go like a bosses, it's supposed to have a hetter, but have a osser, to have a hetter more chosher, but keep it Minar. To see clearly that does have the hetter near, does have the hetter tiltum and tzad. We see the Mishnah Berurah that we do have the term over here. That even though the Beis Yosef sounds like it has no hetter, Mishnah Berurah and Magar Avram, the place can bring down this hetter of a keyring with a knife upon it. There is the term even by case of Chsar and Kis. This is hetter, and the svar for is either Ma'aseh Mekatz Das and Tiltul, Teretz Taina is Tiltul Begufay is Loishme Tiltul, Tiltul and Tzad is Loishme. The Mekatz Das and Tiltul. But not near, because that's not Tiltul. Not Tiltul Begufay, because that's not Tiltul. They do it in the case of Kavod Prius. The Tila David points out, I'll bring also right Kavod Prius, Mutter for the case of Chsar and Kis. Because what is the case of Chsar and Kis? We'll see the Mishnah moving down the case of paper. Says Shilta Gebarim, we go to the base of Kisa, you need paper, Chsar and Kis paper, Shilta Gebarim is Mutter, why Kavod Prius? So you see that the base says it wants, it sounds like there's no Heter Kavod Prius by Chsar and Kis. The Shilta Gebarim beforehand already says it is a Heter. So someone to answer the Beis Yosef of the Dik is not really a Dik. Others want to argue the Beis Yosef, and it sounds like from the Hoga among the Pesachim clearly that we do have all the Terim books that will get to the 13 Terim also apply by the case of Chsar and Kis. Okay, let's go through some basic cases where the Pesachim discuss and try to apply them. First, case of paper Bezmanenu. First, paper in general. Paper we see from the Pesachim, Maravram, Ali Rab, and others all bring down the case of paper. And in those days, it was certainly Nichol and Gedev Chsar and Kis. Now, how was it the Messias? Not sure. Fine, it could be there was that club, they put it in a set place. But once it was in a set place, they would not take it out of that place. Fine, Nichol and Gedev Chsar and Kis. What about Bizmanenu? Is Bizmanenu and Nichol and Gedev of Chsar and Kis or not? So first, when Moshe had a tshuva, Chelik Dalet, he says, even Bizmanenu and Chsar and Kis, why? Loi Metinu Bardas. I don't know any Bardas who Stam would throw it out for no reason. I don't know any Bardas. Different lot of Chsar and Kis. Again, so I guess I'm not Bardas. Could be a lot of people that are not Bardas. Could be a Chanami if we're not Bardas. Maybe it's not. It is Nichol. What? No one ruins paper. Ruined paper before making airplanes, also maybe ruining it. That's one way why Moshe says. But Moshe says that Moshe is nichlan get of chasar and kiss. It's Aleph. Another reason why Yosef say wants to say nichlan get of chasar and kiss, he wanted to say a lumsh of vart over here. There's a difference when you use it for something else or when you change the stamshes. So for example, when you take a paper and you use it for something else to clean up a spill, to make an airplane, not the fact is that you, when you take a tape recorder, use a bottle cap that's back to the tape recorder, it goes back and forth, the stamshes is a tape recorder, you're just using one for another. Here, by paper, what are you doing? It's not that you're, it'll never go back. Once you use it for something else, it's not that you say it's a paper made to write on, and now you're using it for something else and it'll go back. Once you use it for something else, it doesn't go back. So you say this, what are you doing? You're changing it. And that you destroyed on Shabbos. And that aspect, you're ruining. Therefore, still not going to get a chasar kiss. Chiddush Gavardi Tainus. Or Maestro Yerua Lech Chaim Knievsky, he says, even Bezman Azeh, chasar kiss. But, so Maestro, to me, it's very strange that Maestro, I looked among the Svarim, Tetzalo Shabbos, Maestro is Machmer, some Chabom says to be Machmer, Chavish Shabbos says to be Machmer, Chodushani is Machmer, numerous Pashkim and Maestro are Machmer. Zad HaSheni, again, the Shlomo Zalman, Vyashiv, the Sheva Levi, of Vosim, the Maestro, the Titus, Sarkol, Sarbiz Manenu, is Nog Potom. Now, I think, this again to me personally, everyone has to know themselves, I think to me, myself, I think it's not Chasar and Kiss. I think my father about this Chasar and Kiss. I've seen it, I know it, as they put it, how can you do it? And he yells at me, when I take a couple of, I see a piece of paper on the floor, I'm not going to put it up, put it anywhere. Take it and put it in the garbage. It has no value to me. My father wouldn't do that. So I think my father certainly is, me, it's certainly not. Some people might be in between. Fine, yesh, Lorden. Fine, but that's the myself. It's our paper, everyone has to really know themselves and how to apply the Chasar and Kiss. Another case of discussed Chasar and Kiss, the most case of Miuchud, the Skyro, this is how to apply it. In certain cases, certain times, let's say you get a present, or you buy a suit from the store, you want to try it on, they discuss, is that nichlan get of Chasar and Kiss? Things that you plan to return back to the store. You don't plan to use it. So most times, a lot of times, you're very makbid not to use, because if it gets used, it gets used, and then they won't take it back, and it loses value. Therefore, if you're going to be makbid not to use it on Shabbos, it's still nichlan get of Kli Schayro, even though you have no business and you have no store, but since it's sad you want to get your money back and you plan to return it, then the price can, if you got any present, you plan to return it for you also, it's your Kli Schayro, because that for you is money, and that is, a stamp of you is money, a stamp of the mice is not to wear it. Another case that is discussed also, let's say you have a present you bought to somebody, you plan to give it to them. Let's say you plan to give them not on Shabbos. If you plan to give them on Shabbos, fine, you have to. Let's say you plan to give them on non Shabbos, and maybe it's the Lachos of Shabbos, but you don't plan to give them on Shabbos. Also, the Chura, if you mark it not to open to use and abuse it, because if they get a present that's open, it doesn't look nice, because also they're going to get up for guess. You mark it not to have any Shabbos. Even if it's a Kli Heter, but you make it to the Gamma, you make it to the you make totally the whole Shabbos to give to your friend. Who is going to get up for guess? They point out, however, the Mufosh Machabah is Simon Shaniyot, Mishabuot Sikon Beis. It says, even though by Kitzchara, maybe it's Chasar and Kiss or Matana, but by Oichel, by food, never has a category of Chasar and Kiss. No matter how you look at food, different Svaras for it, or Smech, or Chaznish, that food is a staple of a person's life, therefore not Makat Das from it. But actually, food never has a Gedder of Chasar and Kiss. An interesting case, it's a really a Shigal Das case, how do you look at Kli, that you, Kalim that you have from Pesach, that you store from Pesach all year round? What exactly is that? Your Makat Das over there, you have your special Baidim, or your Fazi, you put it there, they don't plan to use it. Now comes on Shabbos, you ran out of cups, plates, you want to take your Kli Pesach out all year round. Is it Chasar and Kiss enough? The Shmir Shabbos writes, of course, Zichron to get up Chasar and Kiss, Maestro person is Makbit, not take it out, and only use it for Pesach, they all year round, should be also. So for Shabbos, the one just came out, he says, Zichron to get up Chasar and Kiss. I tell Hashem the different swaras to argue. One of the Zalman, he comes along and says, the fact that you're miyachid for a set time, as a man nesuyim, that's not the Chasar and Kiss. Example, let's say you have a yontif suit. On Shabbos is a mukhsar, he says, that's his example. He says, example, you have bread. You only eat chal on Shabbos, not bread. So bread is a weekday thing. It's the makat das from it. The fact that the stamps are the plates, it's used as plates, and using during the weakest plates, making a set time is not nichel together of being mekat daf mitach chasar and kiss, because it's a stamps that you're using on Pesach is the same as stamps you're using during the week. a set time for it, you're making up a new muksa. Who made you? That's not nichlan the getter of chasar and kiss. Another reason why they want to argue the pesach, but Zidru says as far, is because you're not mekatzim to have hefter. You're mekatzim because you're lazy, because you don't want to be tired to go buy new kelim. Nothing says it has a value, being mekatzim to us, because we don't want to go buy, we're lazy. Fine. That's nichlan getter of chasar and kiss. He says, Elmai, maybe it's nichlan chasar and kiss. Says, we don't make up muksa. We have enough. Chazal says, well, the getter is, that's enough. That's the getter of muksa. The kvodim is that hefted, not mitzad, you're lazy, you're tired, you don't want to go buy it every Pesach. For a third svara, the Chodeshani, we would alert them, he wants to, them guys, like, we're back, that he wants to tell you, that be'etem, what's the shtamshis? He says, this is really a klisha mach leheter. Because what's a shimush? A shimush is to use a plate as a plate. So that's the shimush you're doing right now. The same exact shimush. You're being mekatsa, what? From, what are you mekatsa from? This shimush, by klisha, it says, you're being mekatsa not to use it at all, only for selling. So it has a different shtamshis. This is stamshes of a place, the same exact as stamshes. It's to use it. Therefore, that's not nichol and get of chasar and kiss. Fine, so Shigal's asked the question, it's a mechalik and not a mechalik. Another case is practically they have a case, let's say, by an Esther, Godal Lulu, you buy before a sukkis. The Maisa, you're very makbid that people should take it out. Even if they take it out, you hold the vase, you spend $100 with it. Whatever price you spend upon it, very makbid upon it. Hubis Manenu is nichol and get of chasar and kiss. Agami Rizu Amo. In Hilchos Arvaminim, he said the person would smell it, and therefore it's Klisha Mach. Listen, maybe it has a shamshin to smell, because Manenu, no one's taking out the Esek to smell, no one's taking out the Luv to use as a broom. And therefore, the place can say, Be'ikil Chubas Manenu, our Arvaminim, except for the Arovis Pashtis. Like, what? Yeah, but it's Mikatsa. It's good, that's not what it's made for, to show off. People use it for the mitzvah, and they'll show it off tomorrow. Fine. But Lechor, for Shabbos itself, it's Lechor of Sarkis. That's the Pashtis. Just two more cases, or three more cases. It's first, again, just to point out, anything that's expensive, that is only made for noi, they point it out, anything you have in the break front that's made only for noi, not for use, the floor is nickel like a clock on the wall, that would be mekatzed that's for the small firm, the floor is nickel to get a chasar and kiss. That means you have a crystal wine decanter that you use when people come, that would be not nickel chasar and kiss. But let's say you'll never use it, no matter who comes. It's just purely for design. Come along from Zalman, of Yashiv, and Ben Yomazol, but they tie in this nukhul chasar and kiss. Because you mekatz legami from total. What? No, because my sense is clear. They can allow category 2 questions. Which is... That will be... Yeah, with Kuhn and Mekidah, yeah. We'll have to get the whole thing. Yeah. So it's certainly is nukhul get a chasar and kiss. Or again, because mekatz legami from total. I circle over the cleat, but you never plan to move it, never plan to use it. So he's talking about the same idea. Yeah. No, without no. Chadnish is a case of kfeir mokum without chasar and kiss. I'm saying a case of. If something that's chosh of chasar and kiss kfeir mokum, everyone agrees to. Not chasar and kiss is the machlokes. La place can make with chasar and kiss, everyone agrees to. Now, they discuss your passports or marriage licenses and what's a chasar and kiss. I'll just take one specific case, a driver's license. Now, I see in a driver's license, the Tulei Shabbos, a banner, or some Obama say chasar and kiss. Yesh lodi, yesh lafakfek, sign that, a passport. Why exactly they are a chasar and kiss? Sure, you might be, as far as I know, you want to make a law in your Gemara, you'll take out your driver's license, or you'll have your two zahot, even though I only had Sunday, I still have in my pocket since then, 4 days. I don't know why exactly they're calling chasar and kiss. At least I see now the Ruach HaMuksa and the Oris brings down the Rebbe's Mefakfek. There are a lot of people who would not look at their driver's license and bring a ghetto chasar and kiss. They walk around and they use it. They'll scratch themselves with it. They'll make lines with it. They'll have all their stamps with it. And no one thinks it's strange or weird. That has no other stamps. You can tell me, L'chor is klisha machlisik. That's made of stamps for driving. That's what it's made for. Fine, so you'll become his motor. What?
Just the vacuum.
We'll get to what the part of Klish Makhla Isser, why a pot Klish Makhla Isser also. We'll have to get the same story why a pot is. But Maisa, why this form, why Rabbanu, simple Obama say it's Maisa, definitely get a chasar and kiss. Lo Evanti, Maisa, why? Why the Orchid Shabbos says the two Azot is chasar and kiss. I don't think the two Azot, in my Avona, people walk around, they use it as a wild, the two Azot in the Azot has a blue cover to it. And what they do, they walk around, as I do, a lot of Israelis do, they put a bunch of other stuff inside of it, because it's a nice, easy wallet to put things inside. So, let me know exactly why, unless you deal with you personally as chasar and kiss. Otherwise, I'm not sure why I should be nichlan together with chasar and kiss. Well, in that case, they discussed whether the refrigerator is you is the exact sun kissed. I saw again to Swarm Shalom Azam will be ashaming down the refrigerator Kfeh Mokum with sun kissed. I don't think anyone would say you might be sun kissed Kfeh Mokum, it might be Nichol Chaznish, but let's say don't go to the Chaznish. I don't think anyone's makbid when it has wheels not to move it because it's going to break. The makbid not to move it because why move it for? I'm not sure what exactly also nichol sarkis. However, your lights is on the table, l'chur, b'zmanein l'chur, should be nichol to get of sarkis, which you get to the sugya of buses will be a big problem if your chal is on the table will save you mitzad moving your table on Shabbos mitzad the sugya of buses. I can't. I'm saying now the sugya of plishim
akhlesim.
Oh.